Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. It's the workday that never ends. Data gathered from Microsoft apps like Outlook, Teams, and PowerPoint show the workday for many people no longer has a clear start or finish. Rob Hart with our Odyssey sister station WBBM in Chicago spoke with Axios reporter Emily Pack about the study and the trend.
I'm here at work as I am all the time, 24/7, like the people in this Microsoft data. The startling finding from the report is that, you know, knowledge workers, this is really confined to people with desk jobs. From the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep, they are working. They're trying to deal with an onslaught of emails and messages, in this case on Microsoft Teams, you know, the messaging software, and various pings and ad hoc meetings. Meetings after 8 p.m. are now up 16%. From last year, 1 in 5 meetings now happening outside, quote unquote, regular work hours. And people aren't sleeping in the morning. People wake up and they look at their phone and they start managing their messages sort of right from the get-go.
Now, how much of this is a function of employees working in offices with relentless pressure? And how much of this is more or less a recognition of employees' personal time, that you have to leave the office maybe at 4 o'clock or 4:30 to take care of kids' activities, drive them here, there, and everywhere, and then you can take care of more stuff after they go to bed or before they get up in the morning?
Yeah, definitely. That's part of it. I mean, remote work and the pandemic really sort of changed the game in terms of how people work. And now most office workers, even if they've been called back to the office, they have a bit more flexibility. They can do just what you said, you know, leave at 4, pick someone up, then log back in, start working again. I just picked up my kids from their finals earlier today and then came right back home, started working again. But sort of the downside of that flexibility is that you're always working, basically, and people are working at all different times of day and they're messaging you at all different times of day. And depending on, you know, the employee, you might feel like you have to respond at all times of day. So, you know, it's this double-edged sword of flexibility now.
I feel like if you and I were having this conversation and talking about this trend in 2021 or 2022, we would come to the conclusion that workers have so much leverage and negotiating power because of the Great Resignation that took place a couple of years ago, that they could put some red lines around when they should be expected to respond to meeting requests or when they should be expected to respond to emails. Do workers still have that level of leverage, or has it tipped back into their employer's favor?
Yeah, workers don't have the level of leverage that we saw in 2021 and 2022. That was really extraordinary what we saw then. Hiring was going gangbusters. People were able to quit and find new jobs, and employers were bending over backwards to make workers happy. Those days are pretty much over. There's definitely still people who put bright lines and boundaries around their work days. And there are diligent managers out there, you know, who say, and the Microsoft researcher I spoke to pointed out that, you know, a lot of people at Microsoft have a line in their emails that says, you don't have to respond to me during my work hours, you know, making it okay to not immediately respond to messages and things like that. So there's always companies and managers out there like that. But I don't think we have the leverage we once did, unfortunately.
Also, is there research that indicates that workers are unhappy with this arrangement because maybe you are more productive, as we talked about before, taking care of a lot of stuff at 9 o'clock at night after the kids go to bed, as opposed to feeling stressed and distracted at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because you have to make a train?
Right. That's a really good question. Microsoft did survey knowledge workers separately from looking at the data. About half said they feel like they're working a chaotic day, right? So I think there's a mixed bag here. Some people like the flexibility, even though it means you're sort of always working, and others just feel like they're on, you know, a hamster wheel or something.
That's Axios reporter Emily Pack with WBBM's Rob Hart.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.